Today, one of the most popular majors at American colleges and universities is engineering. There are thousands of top-notch students crowding into the nation's engineering schools. The students are there, but are the teachers? I'm Stephen Lay, University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Information Officer, with this week's edition of University Focus. Answering the need for more qualified engineering professors is a serious problem today, according to Dr. Vincent Hahnemann, Dean of the School of Engineering at UAS. 2 years ago, when he was the president of the American Society for Engineering Education, National Professional Organization, Hahnemann directed the formation of a two-year study to evaluate the problem. The results are in, and the situation is bleak.
The results show some very disastrous trends. First, that in the public schools, in the last year we had 9.4% of all engineering positions were unfilled. In private schools, engineering schools, we had 8% unfilled. Or an average for all engineering schools, then over 9% of the positions are not only unfilled, but they have been unfilled for more than 2 years in most cases. What this means is that we have less and less young people who are qualified going on to be involved in the teaching of education and engineering education.
Engineering faculties are also aging. Nationally, 50% of all engineering educators are over 46 years old, and a fourth are over 55. Many professors are also being recruited away from the schools to enter private industry, further depleting the ranks of the faculty. The shortage of engineering faculty is already disrupting engineering education. Of the 200 schools reporting in the survey, three-fourths have had to increase their teaching load. Close to half report they've had to drop classes because no one was available to teach them. But the biggest threat, Hahnemann feels, is the reduction in the research efforts by the university faculty, as they are forced to drop projects to meet classroom needs.
In engineering education, the classroom performance is not the sole item. It is probably between a half and two-thirds. The other factors that are absolutely essential for engineering faculty include being able to perform research so that we can bring to the students the modern technologies, the new technologies and techniques that are being evolved. Right now, the schools of engineering in the United States have had such a disaster as far as the faculty time available that new techniques are being developed in industry and are not even being taught, nor in some cases not even understood in the colleges of engineering across the country. Not too many years ago, it was just the reverse. New things were coming from the schools of engineering, were being taught, and industry was in line to find out how they could do things better, to apply the techniques that are available.
More than a third of the publicly supported universities in the nation reported cutting research for their engineering faculty. One of the main reasons for the faculty shortage is money. For example, the average salary paid to a full-time engineering professor was roughly $35,800 last year nationally. Last year, the average University of Alaska Fairbanks engineering graduate, straight out of her school, received just under $35,000 for his or her first job. Consequently, there is less incentive to become a college professor, which requires at least 3 more years of education. The shortage of faculty could affect Alaska in several ways.
The difficulty with the shortage, faculty shortage for the future engineers of Alaska, is that we may have to curtail enrollment. We may be faced with the fact that we cannot turn out a quality product and that we will not have the positions available. Now, I do not anticipate doing this. This, I think, would be probably the worst thing that we could do. And right now, we can accept and will continue to accept as many students as are qualified to present themselves for matriculation here.
Other states are now taking steps to answer their faculty shortages, which will have a major impact on potential Alaskan engineers.
There is no question with the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana cutting back 20%. Madison, Wisconsin cut back 25%. Washington cutting back. All the other schools are seriously faced with the problem. This means that Alaskans have less opportunity to go to other outside schools. Therefore, we must make the capability and we must maintain a quality institution here so that all Alaskans can not only have the opportunity to pursue the field of their choice, but they must also have the opportunity to be able to practice the profession with the quality backgrounds necessary to do that.
Dr. Vincent Hahnemann is the Dean of the School of Engineering at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. For the UAF Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Lake. This week's Wood Center video series will feature the topic, Computers, Spies, and Private Lives, daily from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. On Tuesday will be the borough election. Campus voting places are the Patty Center and the Great Hall. The movie Victors will be shown at 6:30 in Wood Center 128. The Wednesday night movie is Black and White in Color at 7:30 in the Concert Hall. Thursday, a slideshow featuring Prince William Sound will be shown at noon in the multi-level lounge of the Wood Center. And Friday's movies are The Last Waltz and The Kids Are All Right. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC FM.